The Lord Mayor joins us, Robert Doyle. Your Worship, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ross. Good morning, John.
You say we should give money to buskers, not beggars. Is your message pro-busker, anti-beggar, or both?
It's pro-busker and pro-beggar. Let's start with beggars. Don't give them money. You know, give it to the Salvos or to Melbourne City Mission, but don't give it directly to beggars. That would be my first message. But the second one is, this came out of, and I think this will appeal to you, I'm watching Polish rap dancers dancing to the theme music from Benny Hill. Now, not something you see every day, but it was very entertaining, and they had a huge crowd. And then at the end of their act, I watched them all sort of back away, not even throw them a gold coin. And I thought, you know, that's pretty miserable. I gave them a note because I thought, you know, listen, I've enjoyed a great performance. They were terrific. This is their livelihood. So my encouragement would be, if you want good buskers, then support them.
Somebody rang us earlier and was under the impression that buskers actually pay you to be able to perform in the streets of Melbourne.
They don't pay us, no. They have to get a permit. And if they're in the Bourke Street Mall, they actually have to do an audition. So we've got about 2,500 licensed buskers, but only about 61 of them can perform in the Bourke Street Mall. But no, we don't take you know, any sort of large fee from them or anything. We don't make money out of buskers ourselves.
Just going to the beggars question, is there any evidence for... I mean, last couple of weeks I've been to Smith Street, Collingwood, and I know that's not your bailiwick, but on both occasions I've been accosted by a beggar. Is the level of begging in the streets the same as it's ever been?
No, I think it's rising somewhat. That might be because of the warmer months and you know, you see more beggars out and about. But, you know, look, I just take my advice from the experts. You know, Rick Holland down at Melbourne City Mission and Brendan Nottle at the Salvation Army, and they're both very firm on this. Do not give beggars money directly. You know, it finishes up either on alcohol or drugs, and... You know, you can get a meal in Melbourne at you know, either Melbourne City Mission or at the Salvos or any one of a number of outlets. You can get clothed. We will try to get a roof over your head, but don't give them money.
Couldn't agree more. Where do I go to see the Polish rap dancers performing the theme from Benny Hill?
Regrettably, they have moved on and are now performing in Indonesia, I'm told. You know, you're just going to be in the right spot at the right time, and I certainly was.
For two bottles of De Bortoli, what is the name of the theme music from Benny Hill?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I couldn't do it even if it was for 50 bottles of De Bortoli. What is it called?
Yakety Sax.
Oh, well done. Thank you. I am better informed, if not wiser.
There you go, Your Worship. Nice to chat.
Thank you. See you.